During the recess, one of our body did some thinking and proposed one little addition, which is on there where the blinking cursor is, and that is to actually say where in the ductwork system the detector should go. So that was proposed.
Carbon dioxide?
Ooh.
Mons. Sorry.
And what is a possible source?
The three down there. Fuel-burning heaters connected to garages. Or the ductwork that connects to the room with the fuel burning.
I'm sorry, but that I don't believe that's good code language. A possible source.
Then come up with an alternate. Don't just say it's not good.
I have an alternate if you'd like. You can take it out there and just say, have fuel burning heaters located downstream from the heater.
How about located downstream from one of the following?
Well, the only one that it applies to is the fuel burning heater.
No, it applies to the room.
Yeah, but if you put it in the return or the supply, it's still going to sense it.
But it's better to put it where the concentration is the greatest, which would be right after the source before it gets diluted, if it might get diluted with outside air or some other, or return air.
So, do you have alternate language for this source of possible contamination?
So you're suggesting that you would want it only in the return duct connecting to the room with the fuel burning appliance. You wouldn't want it in the common return or on the common supply.
You want it as close to the source, whichever of the three sources.
So you're saying yes.
Yes.
You want it in just that return.
Okay, Pete?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find language in here.
Now, to get it right, I think you would actually have to say duct detector shall be installed in all air handling systems located, and then it would be downstream of fuel burning heaters. Then in ductwork, because you could put it, you know, everything is downstream of a return ductwork. So you're saying downstream fuel burning heaters, ductwork branch maybe that connects to the, if you want to be specific, because you want it in that specific duct. Although I'm worried about how you're going to get access to this thing, by the way, when you do that, because it's probably going to be above a hard ceiling. So you're going to put an access
door. Just like any other.
But, I mean, I guess with smoke, you put it at the air handler because the assumption is you can get access there with smoke.
No, the assumption is that the things in the air handler might produce the smoke.
Uh-huh. Right, you put it downstream, you put it in the supply. Well, you put it in the supply and the return, depending on the situation.
Would be in ductwork branches that?
It doesn't work.
And in the same way, in ductwork branches, they connect to garages. That's what it means.
Does branches have any? I'm not sure. I think it does.
Okay. Anyone else come up with any ideas during the break?
And yes, it needs to be a return branch, by the way, too. Look at it. You don't want it to supply. That's not going to do anything.
This one?
Well, that's why if you leave it, if you take the branches out and you say in ductwork, the fact that it connects to any one of the rooms, there's no need to put in return or supply. It's just ductwork.
But if you have a supply to a, if you have a supply duct to a room that has a fuel drain appliance, you don't want it in the supply.
No.
You want it in the return.
Same
with the garage. If you're supplying air to the garage, you don't want it in that supply. You want it in return.
Well, you're not supposed to supply air to a garage in residential occupancy.
I agree. I said from the beginning, I hope no one's ever going to even put.
We're not.
Like that.
This is commercial.
This also is in commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You wouldn't supply air conditioning to a garage, would you? Garage air.
Yeah, if you just said ductwork, it could be an exhaust system, and you'd have to put a CO monitor in. We don't want that.
Well, above it says air handling. Well, the key is air handling system up above.
It says it's in the air handling system.
You're right. Top. My mistake there.
So you shouldn't be thinking about putting it in ductwork.
Right.
And if you're in a commercial application, a lot of times you have fire-rated ceilings, and now you're going to have
well, that's why
access
I asked.
Two of them.
When I saw air handling systems, as I read it before, it would always be in the supply truck just downstream of the blower assembly and downstream of the fuel burning of the furnace. But as I asked the proponent of the original, hey, you'd rather see it in the return duct in those situations as opposed to where the air is mixed. That's why I
The sooner you know it's there, the better off you are. And the higher the concentration, the more readily acceptable. CO is a time-dose relationship. A very low dosage over a long period of time might slip past the detector. And
this
the
whole harmful. Conversation brings up another point. And I think we touched on earlier the... space detectors, I call them, someone told me that's not right. They're audible alarms. The duct detector will also be an audible alarm.
If it's all by itself.
And it will not, it won't shut down the air handling system necessarily because there's no standard for that.
We could put it in there if that's what you wanted to.
But we haven't stated that. I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
Because right now it's probably going to be an audible alarm. Well, if we put it in the duct above a drywall system, everyone in that ceiling cavity will hear it. And that's why I'm a little uncomfortable. Are we going to shut down the air handling system with the duct CO detectors?
As an air conditioning contractor, that's all I'm thinking you're doing, because a normal duct detector only shuts off the unit in most cases.
And it doesn't say that. Yes, as it doesn't.
It does not. We haven't stated that.
That's not what we're trying to do.
Go ahead.
What good does that do? You've still got the source someplace.
Typically in a commercial building, you've got a fire alarm system required. Your duct detector's got to be tied to the fire alarm system. And it's got to be to a supervisor in constantly attended location. So, I don't think that would be that much of an issue. But in return ductwork, it connects to garages. Are we saying any garage, or should we say enclosed garages? Because if you have an open garage, do you really think you're going to get any concentration at any level?
You do, because you can get it with the ductwork that is in at the loading dock.
Again,
you can
we're
suck
talking
in
about an air
at the loading
too.
Dock.
So we're going to put return ductwork in an open garage?
No, it shouldn't be. What we should state is, instead of return ductwork, we should say in negative pressure ductwork.
So if you put an exhaust system in the garage, you wanted a CO detector in it.
If it goes through the building.
Do we want to include a sequence of operation as far as?
No.
You don't want to mention it. You don't want to shut off the air handler. You don't want to activate an alarm. Doesn't say anything like that.
When we say that the alarm is capable of being heard by all occupants in the structure, that pretty much dictates it's going to be connected to a fire alarm system. Because that's the only thing. And once you're connected to the fire alarm system, you've got all the things that go along with the fire alarm system.
We're requiring fire alarm systems in all buildings?
Does this area belong to the whole, both categories, or does it belong just to the top category?
What?
This here, the device detect, the listing and in accordance with, does that belong, pertain to just this top part, or does it also pertain to the bottom part? Do they have to be listed in accordance with 203.4, 207.5?
You pertain to the whole section. Let me pull it back up. You pertain to the whole section. 720
is not referenced in here. 720 is not referenced in here.
It's better on the top there.
It's got it. Closed garage is up there. We've got garages down below.
It is referenced. 720 is one of the 720.
That's what I thought. I think it comes down here.
Got to learn how to drag and drop.
Let's just finish this.
Yes, Bob.
Two comments. The last two sentences, audible alarm should be capable of being heard by all occupants of the structure. So if you had a 40-story hotel, alarm goes off on the second floor, you wouldn't alarm the whole building?
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah.
In the second sentence, it should also say to the power wiring with battery backup. With battery backup. So I'd like to make that a motion, a friendly motion with battery backup, like we did here.
Well, there is an exception in the, for duct detectors, there is an exception that you can notify all as part of 72. It's either goes to a costly tenor location or another option, you can notify all building occupants as instead of doing it in a costly attended location. So there are, you can do that already.
But this doesn't give you that option.
Yeah.
I want to agree. I think we've said audible alarm shall be capable of being heard by all occupants of the structure. We essentially eliminated standalone combination smoke and CO detectors when we said that. If we said all occupants of the space that served, you could use a standalone device. And I know when I agreed that it should be put in all sleeping rooms, I did not envision, let me say my concern, and I was going to state this at the end. For any attorneys in the room, you've created something very lucrative, I think, because in, I would say, 99%+ of the cases, the electrical contractor in a commercial project is going to install these systems. And it's written into the mechanical code. And what's going to happen is it will not be designed into the electrical documents. It will not be designed into the mechanical documents. The only cost-effective way to do it is for the electrician who's doing the smoke and fire alarm system to incorporate it, and then it's going to become a dispute. So it's very important that this is coordinated with the electrical code. And in whatever interim time, if we can't do it, and I heard we can't, I'd like to make sure we can. If we can in this process, I really want to encourage us to do it. If we can't, whatever period of time goes by, there's going to be a lot of disputes.
Well, the only time we're going to be able, I agree. It's going to need to be in more places than mechanical code. So
at least
to
be
in electrical code, building code.
Yeah.
And the only time, only way we're going to have to get something here, the only way to work on the others is through the glitch cycle and get it where it properly needs. Because, yes, electrical contractor is going to be installing all this stuff. And just to have a mechanical is, you know, is, and I don't think that's our intent, but to get something here and hopefully in the glitch cycles is where we're going to go.
It still seems like that'd be a correlation issue, though, just to make sure it's in the right places in the other areas. I mean, it just seems like it's central to be a correlation rather than even a glitch.
One thing that, remember, it's going out for comment, and the comments can be reacted to. And the comment could be to reference it in the other, whatever other section people think it might need to be referenced, and that would be treated separately. And if the commission went ahead and did that and it got turned down, we still got it somewhere.
Right.
Well, I'm, and again, I don't want to get too far off on this, but I know it happens now. Mechanical code requires fan shutdown with duct detectors. When that system has to communicate with the fire alarm system, it becomes a completely different device, a different cost, addressable, non-addressable, all these issues. The mechanical code, by simply shutting down the fan, it's enforceable, I guess, is what I'm saying. Once we make it have to be compatible with all the other systems, I'm just not sure it's going to happen. But.
Yes, Ian.
If there's this loud, loud noise going off in this structure, I see a panic happening. Has anybody thought about that?
We want to get everybody out as soon as possible.
Yeah, but...
No different than a sprinkler head going up. You got a sprinkler head going up, everybody goes out.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody in the building.
The one thing you don't want is it in a room that the one person gets out and then it keeps on going room to room individually and not
the whole structure.
Not someone do something about it.
Maybe it should shut down the system then.
Well, I think we're about as close as we can get, and we don't want to spend the whole day here. So what I would suggest that we might do is go ahead and say this is our final wording. We've got the comment periods. It's going to come back to us once again. It's going to the commission twice, and it has all that comment time. So unless someone's got a real, real heartburn, I'd like to open it back up and let Jack make his comment and anyone else. And then, yes, Joe?
Just a location on the last sentence and put in there, the last comment. Where it says, power wiring with battery backup. Should the battery backup be behind detectors versus detectors with battery backup? Mm. It just doesn't seem to read right the way it is there. The leave wiring there, isn't it? Leave the wiring.
I am. So, does everybody agree?
Detectors with battery backup instead of with the other. Or am I just reading it?
I can make a comment.
But if it doesn't have a battery backup,
Then it wouldn't apply.
We haven't even figured out if they make them a duct detector to do this, and now we're limited in the ones that may be out there.
We're not talking about duct detectors on this part. We're only talking about.
The only other thing would be to make a separate sentence. Maybe just make a separate sentence that they shall have battery backup instead of trying to insert it.
Shall be permanently connected and shall have.
Yes.
And shall have.
How about if we say detector shall have battery backup or connected to emergency power?
Secondary.
Secondary.
If they've got a building generator that can take over.
But secondary is different from battery backup. I mean, they split it out in this document. It's something separate.
Standby.
Is a battery backup or secondary power source?
Yeah. Yeah, because all things aren't required to be on their emergency side. Standby, two different things.
How about this? The vector shall be permanently connected to the emergency power source, or shall have battery backup. Is that good?
That's good.
Well, it's going to be connected to a regular power source.
So
connected
to regular.
That's what I'm saying. You're either on the emergency or you have a battery backup.
Or a regular power source. I can't delete that.
Right. Enough. So emergency power source or the normal power source with battery backup.
Yes. That's the wrong thing.
Should we affect the normal power source?
Is it?
We've eliminated the battery backup then.
Normal, close to it, I guess.
Did that run into your battery?
That's not code language.
So the emergency structure for the normal, really, take them off?
No, you got it right, leave it right there. Okay.
It's not right. It's not
hooked
up to the regular power supply.
Right.
Emergency in the wrong place.
Where do you want it? The way it's written, you can just have it on the backup generator. If you have emergency, it's
emergency is
fed
powered
by the
emergency
power.
Emergency power is powered by the utility during normal operation and has got automatic transfer to the emergency under outage conditions.
And that's secondary power, though?
Yeah.
So is this okay the way it is?
I don't know of any manual emergency systems that only have power when the power goes off.
Neither do I. Yeah, remember, we're going to have the ability to make comments once it goes out. So,
I think that's an easy one to change right now. It's just worded right.
What?
It's going to be connected to the normal power supply, and then either a standby power or a battery backup.
The emergency power is connected to the normal power supply. How many electrical circuits do you know that are only energized when the generator comes on?
In a hospital,
a lot of them.
I've done hospital work. Hospital work, you still have the emergency power is energized under normal conditions.
Your exit lights are on your emergency circuit. They get normal power when the generator's off. They get generator power when the generator's on. The way they work.
I don't know of a single service that is dead during normal power.
About constant power supply. Or battery backup.
Jack, what would you like to say?
Can we go to the top and work our way down? Okay, first and foremost, I'm trying to understand what we're doing. We're putting them in all Group R occupancy bedrooms. We are connecting them. Our connecting rooms or spaces to all attached enclosed garages. Okay. All right. You've made an exception on the duct detectors for R2 only. Is that correct?
So I've got to put, I have to put a carbon monoxide detector in all residential air handlers.
No. No, we're not in a residential code.
Yes, you are.
R2.
The only thing you're excluding right now is R2. A lot of Group R houses are covered by the mechanical code.
The exception 2 stands on its own, though.
No, it's not. It's an exception to the duct detector section. The way it's shown.
Yes.
But it should be, I mean...
The residential code only covers 1 and 2 family dwellings and townhouses that meet the description of a townhouse.
Right.
If it does, if it's a townhouse and doesn't meet the description, it's a building code residential occupancy.
Right.
Right.
R3. That would include R3. If I'm building a 6-unit townhouse building, and because I don't have 2 open sides and can't fit into the residential code, or it's 4 stories and I can't fit in the residential code, it's regulated by this document.
Yes.
Okay.
The building code and the mechanical code regulate all R3 that are not exclusively permitted under the residential volume.
Right.
And right now, that's probably 40% of all single-family dwellings are being built under the building code.
Say R2 and R3.
I'm asking
Group R. We said Group R above.
Yeah,
we should say
it
group
should be group
R below.
Are you going to now delete the duct detectors in all Group R, period?
No.
Well, I think the reason we were comfortable deleting them is because we have put them in every sleeping room. That was my understanding when we agreed to delete them. So because we have them on all sleeping rooms,
that's what I'm asking.
We did not feel like we needed a duct detector in the unit itself. And I'm
you
yes.
also have to look, consider, like you said, Group R is the way to go because in R1 we get hotels, transient, motels, transient. So,
but you're going to have them in the sleeping rooms.
Yes, we are.
Occupants.
Right.
Right.
But it wouldn't be in the
but
duct detector.
But they also have convention centers attached to them that do need it and shouldn't be exempted.
Well, I would argue that this is way beyond where personally feel like this is way beyond any justification. I think it's going to be very interesting because... cost implications of what you're doing, for one. Secondly, I don't know that you've ever there's ever been a demonstrated need to go beyond sleeping rooms. I don't think there's any record of any more than a minuscule number of carbon monoxide deaths resulting in all these other occupants.
No, but the second hotel I went to inspect to see if they had a problem had a air handler that only served the office area and a meeting room, and it was right next to
I
the
agree,
boiler
Steve,
room.
The circumstances are there, but is there any record of anybody being affected in those occupancies from carbon monoxide?
So we want to wait till someone dies before we say we want to protect
them. How many people in Florida die from lightning strikes? Are we going to add lightning protection now because there are deaths? I mean, you've got to weigh the cost of this versus the benefit. And I don't think anybody's demonstrated in anything other than residential that there is a benefit to carbon monoxide detectors. It is so controversial, even on a national level, they don't have a standard for carbon dioxide detectors except in single-family dwellings. We're trying to create a requirement for carbon dioxide detectors when there's no national standards of what those detectors are, how they work, where they should be located. The only standards that are out there are for single-family dwelling units. Or dwelling units, leaving single-family out for dwelling units. So I think you're going way beyond where the nation or the technology is relative to carbon monoxide detection when you start going outside of dwelling units. That's one comment. Come on down, Ann.
Down where?
Just a little lower. I understand, and I heard Steve's arguments for putting in the part per million exposure, but I would maintain that is already at those levels, is currently in the 2 UL standards or in 1 of the UL standards. The problem of locking into the code, if the standard changes next year, we won't be able to change in the code for 3 years. So we'll have a standard within the code that the industry may not be capable of meeting because the national standards change. So if you've got it in the standard, you really don't need that in the body of the code. And as far as the battery backup language, I think you're really confusing the issue more than you're clarifying the current language. And on the non-single family side, that's all I'll say. When you get to the residential, I'll come back. But you really do have to have standards, and there aren't any.
Anyone else in the public want to speak on this? Okay, I'll bring it back to the pack. Someone else raise their
hand? I just go on with the fact that I am confused about the duct detector. So that means that you want duct detectors in all these places unless there are two occupants. That's the way I read that.
Would an amendment to change that to group R occupancies
this one
make it consistent with what we've asked?
We'll come back.
My comment is
she's got a comment.
That is confusing to me as to try, and I've been sitting here listening to you and I'm still confused. Just one comment on what Jack said. You listed it, 11, 13, every time I count it, it goes up, but states already have requirements for protection. Nine of those states and dozens of municipalities are requiring CO protection in other than dwelling units. So this is not necessarily the only place in the country that's going on with this. We're working on the standard draft as fast as we can.
Yeah, but until we have it, we shouldn't be adopting.
But 2075, which is the detector standard, that does exist.
Any other public comment? Jim.
I'm thinking that there are six words up there under duct detectors that should be moved. After the word installed, so it would say duct detectors shall be installed, and then the next six words I think should move down to A in front of the word downstream.
Steve, can I ask you a question? What's a fuel burning heater? It's not defined in the code and it's not a term used in the code. I did a code search and it's not used in anywhere in any of the building code bodies. I don't know what a fuel burning heater is.
Like electric heater?
Hmm?
Electric heater. It's fuel.
Typically, it's fuel fired appliances or.
And change it to fuel-fired appliance used as a heater.
The way that's written, you're asking for like, you could have multiple duct detectors in the same system the way that's written now. There's a return in a room with a fireplace, you've got to have a duct detector in that return.
That changes everything in that. Just by moving that, changed everything in that whole section.
Oh. No, don't. What are we doing to that? Why don't you say... located down. Downstream of a duct mounted fuel fired appliance.
Mounted appliance?
What? duct mounted.
How about duct connected? Mounted in the duct.
You put duct mounted in the wrong place. Should be in front of fuel fired. Aye, sorry.
Duct mounted fuel fired appliance?
You don't mind. You don't mind an appliance in the duct.
Anything else?
Yes, sir. I am really concerned that we're putting all our eggs in one basket, and if this gets defeated, we're not going to get this thing through. I mean, I am all for the effort of trying to combine all our knowledge into one proposal, but if this one doesn't get approved because we got so much language in it, I'm concerned that we're not really going to serve the purpose of what we're trying to do, which is try to serve the public. So I think we should consider dividing this up into different proposals. Again, by putting it all in one, we might lose it altogether. In reference to the last paragraph dealing with power, according to this NFPA 720 standard, they refer to primary power supply and secondary power supply, not normal and whatever else we call it there.
Just suggestions, defense.
It's in primary power and secondary power is the word it's referred to. No, secondary wouldn't be there.
This isn't a workshop, and it has become one. Is there any room in our process for a workshop on this?
Not time-wise.
Right. I agree with Deep. We're going to have something that is potentially unmanageable, and I do not think our fiscal impact statement is accurate anymore after what we've done to this.
Absolutely.
It's not even close. Saying what we've done is bad, I'm just saying there's...
Steve, when this thing first started, I was all in favor for residences. We're sleeping. And basically, that's where I was behind this whole thing. And we've kind of got over into some other things. And we're talking about doing stuff that there's not even a... As far as we know, there's not even a product out there that'll do it. And I've got a problem with it. And here I was reading all this stuff, and I mean, I didn't realize all this stuff before. And it says, you know, it had the desks of the hotels and the schools and the stores and the office buildings, and that made me think that maybe we need to do something else to this. And maybe I'm wrong. The bedrooms and the sleeping areas of hotels, motels, and residences, whether it's a townhouse, a condo, or a single-family dwelling, I'm all for. This other stuff, I think we're getting away, or I'm getting away from what I came in here to do. And there may be a reason for doing it, but you see how difficult it is. Trying to get the wording right and having our bases covered.
So what is your suggestion?
Well, I'm not saying that we don't need it in these places later on, but if we could address right now the heart of the matter, which is the residences and the sleeping areas, to me that would accomplish something. Trying to get it in all these other office buildings and meeting halls and theaters and everything else, I'm just not sure that the technology is there right now to do it. And until it's proven to me that it is, it could be a very costly thing. And we're required to give fiscal impacts. And what we're saying right here, $100 is not going to cover the fiscal impact of what we're doing.
Yes, Pete.
My suggestion to follow up with what Combs is saying here, if you would consider, if we do this and we will never get to the other proposals, the way that I wrote my proposal is specified for the different occupancies, according to what we discussed earlier, sleeping occupancies. We can enhance on the one that's building, maybe put some of this language, and we can leave the residential as is and apply it to residential. Different approach where we have two separate proposals and, you know, simplify some of this language. I'm in agreement. The one with the section with the duct detector, it's confusing.
is the way I read it, you're, again, if you back that up, and it looks like you're requiring a duct detector here, in the return ductwork, and in the air handler, and over here. It's the way I read it. Shall be installed in all air handling systems located downstream of the duct-bounded fuel fired appliance. So that's downstream. And then it says B, it's going to be installed in the return ductwork that connects to any room with a fuel burning appliance. That would be, you're going to put one in the duct feeding the living room with a fireplace, and one in the duct feeding the kitchen with a gas stove, and one in the laundry room with a water heater.
We're not going to get anywhere unless someone comes up with a proposal.
I made a proposal.
No, you didn't make a specific proposal. How do you want to change this one if we go the other direction that you would like to say and split it up?
Get rid of the duct detector section altogether.
Yeah.
To begin with.
And are you able to save that off to the side? Or is that all part of a bigger document?
I can save it out of the side. Okay, before we save it out, do you want to get rid of...
I will get rid of everything that's in that right now that we're looking at the present time.
Okay. I understand that.
We understand that, but we're going to save something first.
Should I make this all group R occupancies?
Okay. Just save what you have
it's
now.
It's saved. Okay.
But now...
You're still back to one or two of them.
If we change it, can we save two additions? Okay.
Again.
Good.
We're on another one.
Okay. Now, what would you like
I would
to
wipe
say?
All of that. That's it. I go back up to the top if you would, Anne.
Set. Anyone have any objection to that?
Yes, I would also include manufacturer installation instruction must be followed for the installation of carbon monoxide detectors.
Where would you put it?
At the end.
Talk.
Manufacturer installation instructions must be followed.
Shall
be followed for the installation of carbon monoxide detector.
Does that satisfy everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
If I may, John Hamrick, Florida Department of Education. This is about a $250,000 hit per school that we build to have, by complying with the first rules, rooms that contain few burning appliances and all adjacent rooms. The sticking point is all adjacent rooms. And when you look at when we go back and remodel schools, we have to bring up the current code that could eventually cost us $75 million across the state.
I believe that it is important to leave the fuel burning appliance and the adjacent rooms. We have had cases of boilers that have gone bad, and we have carbon monoxide leaks through the room into the adjacent room. It could be a classroom, it could be a bedroom, it could be any adjacent room, and I think it would be important to have it.
Adjacent room is put in here. It can also mean closets, storage rooms that aren't occupied.
Okay, then. Occupiable rooms?
Habitable?
Habitable rooms.
I hope so.
I'm sure you're dying to say something, Jack.
I'm trying to figure out what you've done.
Can you split that bottom paragraph, Anne, into two sentences? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I may get shot for saying this, and I applaud everyone's efforts, but as I sit back here looking at this, this seems like a complex issue that we may be at a point where we need to go back to the original proposal, vote it up or down, and come back with public comments so everybody has time to work it out, because this is, I don't see you ever being able to get everybody to the table here. Bob Boyer, BOAF.
Yes, Jack.
On your last one, be consistent with what's used throughout the code relative to the manufacturer's installation instructions. Instead of followed, the typical statement in the code is shall be installed in accordance with manufacturer's installation instructions. And you don't need the carbon dioxide detection parts. Shall be installed in accordance with manufacturer's installation instructions. Just be consistent where that term appears throughout the case.